sure.
Your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app.
CFW.
I had no choice but to hear you. You stated your case time and again. I thought about it. You treat me like I'm a princess. I'm not used to lying there. You ask how my day was. You've already won me over in spite of me. And don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet. And don't be surprised. All things you held your breath and the door for me. Thanks for your patience. Best friend with benefits. What took me so long? I've never felt this healthy before. I've never wanted something rational. I am aware now. I am aware now. You've already won me over in spite of me. And don't be alarmed if I fall head over feet. And don't be surprised if I love you for all that you are. I couldn't help it. It's all your fault. You've already won me over in spite.
Music 105.7
CFW.
It's funny how I
You know all the words, so crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
For fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
made it easy for you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere. Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW. could stay awake just to hear you breathing. Watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure.
Oh,
1057 CFW. Remember this one?
Egyptian. like an Egyptian. Walk like an Egyptian.
Get to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more
online at WCFW.FM.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In a last-ditch effort to purge voters in the swing state of North Carolina, the GOP has sued the state election board and state superior court to examine the eligibility of 225,000 voters just days before early voting begins. The Republican National Committee and North Carolina Republican Party are questioning the eligibility of voters who, when filling out a state voter registration form, did not include their driver's license and last four Social Security digits because the form didn't mark the fields as required. The form was corrected in December 2023. The GOP is demanding that the State Elections Board contact all 225,000 affected voters, but the board has refused, arguing that challenge came too late and that North Carolina's stringent absentee and in-person voter ID requirements will mitigate any chance of illegal voting. September 3rd, the Democratic National Committee asked to intervene in the case. The Federal Help America Vote Act stipulates that any voter registration purges must occur 90 days before the election. Similar suits were filed in Pennsylvania and Arizona earlier this summer, attempting to find registration flaws and to root out registered non-citizens. Non-citizen voter registration does infrequently happen, but rarely results in non-citizens actually voting. We've linked to great local reporting and the groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The fall semester is officially underway at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire after students return to campus over the weekend. From freshmen starting their college journeys to returning students excited to further their studies, the university will have a number of new offerings this year. Among those new offerings is the Sonnentag, which will host its grand opening next week with a comedy performance by Brian Regan and a country music show by Chris Young. Residents should look out for more traffic around the university. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers was in Eau Claire on Tuesday to welcome students back to school. Governor Evers visited Manns Elementary School on Tuesday morning, speaking with students and teachers excited to be back for the new year. After taking a tour of the school, Governor Evers spoke about his own back-to-school experiences as a teacher and the excitement that comes along with it. He also spoke about the need to get more funding to public schools in the next budget to prevent them from needing operational referendums. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
Scattered showers or a thunderstorm possible this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 64 today. Northwest wind at 5 to 15. 49 tonight, partly cloudy. Fall-like 65 tomorrow, 66 Saturday, back to 73 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
CFW.
90s. And more. 105.7 CFW.
Tickets I've forgotten. In my